Which design? Mishai Arisha Viruva Sukkah, somebody whose head and the majority of his body was in the Sukkah. But Vishulchon Bisechabayas, his table from where he was eating, was inside the house. The Shammai Paislim, the Shammai invalidate it. They say it is forbidden to do so, in case whilst one is eating he doesn't realize, but he will follow after his table, and before he knows it, end up in the house, or end up with the majority of his body outside of the sukkah. Often one leans forward when he is eating, and it's very likely that he will end up eating outside of the sukkah. And therefore, Beis Shammai forbid this, so Beis Hillel Machshirin, but Beis Hillel say it is valid, and it is permitted to do so. Now, the language of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, valid and invalid, as opposed to forbidden or not forbidden, implies that they are talking about a sukkah, that the sukkah is valid, or the sukkah is not valid. And so we have to understand that they are talking about a case where the size of the sukkah is such that it only allows for the person's head and majority of his body to be inside the sukkah. There's not enough room for the table. And so therefore, Beis Shammai say that the sukkah is considered invalid because there is no way to eat there in a permitted way. So you can't live there as if you would live in your regular house. And so the actual sukkah will become invalid. Now, the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel remain the same when it comes to a larger sukkah. Let's say you've got a larger sukkah with enough room for lots of tables, lots of people. But this person decided to eat at the edge of the sukkah with his table inside his house. So again, according to Beis Shammai, it's forbidden. And according to Beis Hillel, it is permitted. Now, another important thing to realize is that Beis Shammai decreed this very strongly, and they said that not only is it forbidden to do so, but if you did so, even if you remained in the sukkah whilst you ate, you have nevertheless not fulfilled your obligation. We'll understand simply this is referring to on a rabbinic level. Midrabbanan, we view it as if you did not fulfill your obligation, and it's as if you ate outside of a sukkah. The Rabbanan didn't just say that it's ideally forbidden to do so, in case you might come to follow your table. They even said that if you do so, it's midrabbanan, you did not fulfill your obligation, and it's as if you ate outside of the sukkah. And so according to Beis Shammai, the size of the sukkah also needs to be large enough to hold the person and his table. And that, the Gemara explains, is 7x7 tefachim. That would be the minimum size for a sukkah. Omlehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Lekach HaYomaisa. Did it not once happen? There was a story. Shehol Chuzikni Beis Shammai, Chuzikni Beis Hillel. The old Talmid Chachomim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel went to Levakas Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharoni, to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharoni. And they found him in his sukkah, sitting there with only his head and the majority of his body inside the sukkah. The Shulchan of Rabbis and his table was inside the house. And members of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were there. And they didn't say anything to Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharoni. And say Beis Hillel, certainly, if it was forbidden to do so much so that he wouldn't fulfill his obligation if he did it, and it's as if he ate outside of the sukkah, certainly they would have told him something. Omlehem Beis Shammai said to them, Mishom Raya, from there you're bringing a proof to your words, to your opinion, you didn't know the end of the story. Avhim Amulei, in fact they did tell him, in Keno Yisanoeg, if this is how you practice, if this is what you did in the sukkah your whole life, then Lekiyamta Mitzah Sukkah Miyomecha, you did not fulfill the obligation of sitting in a sukkah in your entire life. So this story is actually a support for Beis Shammai, and again we see the strength of this decree midrabbanan, that they said that if you did it, then we view it as if you ate outside of the sukkah. Not just that it's forbidden ideally.